The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Experience lightning fast speeds and Sky's best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
And a very good morning to you all. It's Oliver Callan here in the hot seat for Headmaster Tuberty on this thundering Thursday morning. We are hurtling in towards the bank holiday weekend, and it's another blue sky day here in the east of the country, and I believe around most of the country right now. So joy to the world. The text machine is open on 51551, and if you want to get a bit deeper with your thoughts, the email address is ryan@rte.ie. Now, later this morning, we're going to be talking to a brand new Irish author, Jamie O'Connell, whose debut novel, Diving for Pearls, set in Dubai, which is a place that became home for many, many Irish people after the crash, and it continues to fascinate and unnerve us for reasons we'll discuss with Jamie. And I love the book. It goes deep into that Dubai world, you know, the poverty under the gloss, as well as being a story about the pain of secrets that thrive in families. So I'm looking forward to our chat later this morning. Now, to the news media, we have news of things reopening, good things happening, stuff that brings a smile back in our face. The Skelligs will be open to business, back in business by midsummer and open to visitors by the middle of summer, according to RTE.ie. The crews from the Office of Public Works are currently on site doing preparatory health and safety work ahead of the planned reopening date of June 21st. It's one of the great wonders of the world. In fact, it is an actual UNESCO World Heritage Site. I was lucky enough to see from a boat a couple of years ago. Never been on the island, but it's very bucket listy, isn't it? It's one of those things you really would love to do. And I was slightly obsessed with, you know, monks and the beehive cells, studying away and hiding from the world while trying to get closer to it on those windswept shores. It must have felt like the ends of the earth in those days. Actually, on an unrelated note, well, it is related, but motorway art is kind of derided, you know, and one of my favourite things on the M1 motorway is the little beehive stone cells that are, I think, around Balbriggan. So there you go. Nice little, it always just gives me that little reminder when you're stuck in your car watching all the other cars whizzing by. We won't go into those grumps. No, stay towards the light about stuff reopening and everything happy. Yes, the Irish Mirror tells us everything we need to know about the first trial gig at the Ivy Gardens in Dublin. So the first time in almost 2 years, a live music concert. Yes, real live music, live band, real people and real crowds will happen next week. 500 people will be able to get into the Ivy Gardens at the first trial gig for the full return of live crowds of events will take place on June the 10th, which is 1 week away. James Vincent McMorrow, circa Richardson, are set to wow the lucky attendees. So it's been put on by the National Concert Hall, and they have a range of control measures to ensure everybody is safe at it. You won't need to be tested, so a PCR or antigen test, not a requirement, but there will be social distancing queues. People will have to wear masks at all times, other than when they are in their pods. And tickets for the event go on sale first come, first serve, as ever, on Thursday. But that's now. It goes on sale this morning at 10 a.m. So after this show on NCH.ie. So best of luck to everybody there. And that'll be something to look forward to in a week's time when we hear and see the pictures of people out and enjoying it. Hopefully the weather stays with us. Other things coming back. The Lighthouse Cinema. Very trendy cinema in Dublin's Smithfield. It is delighted to announce that they will reopen on Friday, the 25th of June. And they say, thank you so much for your support in the last year. We can't wait to see you all again. We've saved you a seat. Opening week tickets will be on sale soon, and they have a picture of their glorious multicoloured seats. And it puts in mind all the fancy cinemas around the country now. I don't know when their opening dates are, but I was just looking up because I'm into the reclining seats and the electric and the heat. You know, they're just the plushness of, because if you want to see a film, then you're looking for all these extra little VIP treatments. The IMC Kilkenny's a brand new one that opened there, I think, just before the thing happened. And the Arc Cinemas, they're a chain of luxury cinemas in Navan, Wexford and Drogheda. The Regal Cinema in Yall in East Cork there. I wonder, could you do a kind of a staycation tour of fancy cinema? I would love that, but you'd have to time it right for the sort of, you're coming into the summer, may not be the best of films, you know, because lots of children and lots of Disney's and Fast and Furious 15 and sequels and all of that. Now, from things that are reopening to things that are coming to an end, because BBC has announced that Holby City will end after 23 years. Entertainment.ie tells us one of the longest-running medical dramas will be hanging up at Scrubs for one last time in 2022. The BBC issued a statement saying it's going to end, citing the reason they cite for the axing is to reshape the BBC's drama slate to better reflect, represent and serve all parts of the country, that country being Britain, I presume. And this was a spin-off from Casualty, which I remember from my youth, and the trendy theme tune, which became a dance remix and it was in the charts and everything. But it's going to be sad for a lot of people, but it will, March 2022 will be the last airing of Holby City. I'm sure that will be very, very sad for many of you out there indeed. Something else that might be coming to an end, you know, we all know this.
51551, wash your hands.
That was the original and best. Joe Duffy.
51551, wash your hands.
From the 13th of March 2020 was the first time he said it. And he said it every time since. 51551, we'd say here. But Joe had a little announcement yesterday. You almost would miss it if you weren't paying sharp attention. But we pay very, very close attention to what's happening on the live line.
Joe at RT.ie, 51551, wash your hands.
I'll stop saying that soon, I think, now that the lockdown is over. I'll say that for the last time. What day is today? I'll say that for the last time next week, and hopefully people have got the message.
So we don't know exactly when the last one, wash your hands. Because we were discussing it the other day, and it's become a sort of shans. Or you might have wahans. But what would he say? What will Joe be saying after this?
51551, wash your hands.
51551, have that pint, suggests Crossy on Twitter. 51551, eat that cake. 51551, meet that friend. Pick up the litter. Fence off that park. No, don't fence. Lift the fences. That's a full lifeline issue there. So I hope I didn't offend poor Joe, and now he's got this insecurity. Joe doesn't have insecurities about 51551, wash your hands. Now, other things that may be happening in excitement from one Joe to another, US President Joe Biden, not this Joe. This Joe, the one who's kind of, I love Ireland and the turnips and the poutine. He is going to be officially invited to visit Ireland this weekend. Now, there is a standing invitation to every president, so it's there. And the Irish Mirror, I thought this is quite an unusual twist in events. Pascal Donoghue will invite US President Joe Biden to visit Ireland when he meets America's Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen in London this weekend. It's part of a G7 World Summit, Summit of World Leaders, or finance leaders anyway, before the actual leaders, which is happening in June. And as we know, Joe is coming. He's coming over for the G7 summit. He's doing, a NATO thing in Brussels? And he's meeting Putin in Geneva. He's basically in Europe for roughly a week. And I mean, like, he never stops talking about us. So you assume that he's going to be. Anyway, it will be down to Pascal, who will formally invite the President of the United States to come to Ireland to visit our wonderful, wonderful show, the Owl Sod, as he calls it, to see all the wonderful people. And there are, you know, everything's going to be great. And there'll be a fight to the death between the people of Carlingford and Ballinan County Mayo to fully settle the feud over who truly is the true heartland and home of Joe Biden. So looking forward to that. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Pascal. It's a brighter mood than he has been of late. In other US presidential news, Donald Trump's new blog lasted less than a month. We'll try not to laugh. Blogging is very difficult, as we know, but his communications platform has now joined Trump Steaks, Trump Airlines, Trump Magazine, Trump Vodka, Trump 2020, not to mention Trump re-election campaign, on the list of Trump-branded flops. So we had a thing called From the Desk of Donald J. Trump, which was a section of his website, launched a month ago, and it featured tweet-style posts because he can't actually do it on the social media sites because of, you know, insurrection and small matters like that. But anyway, From the Desk of Donald J. Trump is no more. So that's gone. And we're all terribly sad about it, of course. Politicians generally shouldn't have blogs, as we're discovering of late. But also what it reminds us of, because of Donald Trump's five-year, really, war on truth, is the importance of journalism, which brings me very neatly to page 28 of today's Irish Independent, and informs us that a student from the Technological University Dublin, TU Dublin, has been named Editor of the Year at the National Student Media Awards. And this is really important because you've got this new generation of young journalists up and come, and it's embracing what is, without doubt, a vocation now at this stage. So as a former student of journalism at DCU, I'm a great appreciator of that, even though, given what I do for a living, it kind of marks my failure as a journalist because it has to be, you know, mixed up with funny voices. Thank you very much. But anyway, sorry, back to the point. Rebecca Daly, she's a final year journalism student and she won the award for her work for Dawning magazine. She's originally from Lusk in County Dublin. She attended Skerries Community College, where I'm sure they're very proud of her this morning. And she won the award as she tries to find stories that aren't covered much elsewhere and find interesting angles and tell new stories. That was the verdict of the judges at this year's 2021 Student Media Awards. So very important, I thought, to mention that. This is kind of, giving away free beer is kind of connected to the journalism I remember when we came out of DCU around 2003, and it was all about, can we get some free stuff? Yeah, I'm a journalist, let me in. Oh, there's a free bar. Yes, that was, you know, it was Celtic Tiger years. Sure, we couldn't afford the beer. But anyway, the important thing here is that Anheuser-Busch, which is the company that makes Budweiser and Bud Light in the US, has announced it's going to give away free beer when America hits its vaccination goal. So basically it says it's going to buy America's next round when 70% of US adults have received at least one dose of a vaccine. So this is connected to Joe Biden. He's doing a big drive at the moment to get to that magical number. And by Independence Day, which is July 4th, which is the time we fought off the Redcoats. Did I mention I don't like the British too much? I shake my shillelaghs at them. Oh, God, be good to them. But anyway, yes, what are the Budweiser, Bud Light people saying? Yes, they're going to give everyone a $5 virtual credit card for beverages if the vaccination goal is met by Independence Day. We look ahead to brighter days with renewed optimism. We're proud to work alongside the White House to make a meaningful impact for our country. It's kind of connected as well, because very few companies wanted to connect themselves to the White House, you know, during those previous 4 years, and with such a good campaign to get everyone. Because you can see there's a bit of slippage in countries where they get down the age groups and there's a reluctance kind of going, well, most people are vaccinated and sure, I don't care. I go to house parties and I do whatever I want. So why would I get vaccinated? So they have to kind of put in these little sweeteners, I suppose, to entice them in. It hasn't happened here yet. I wonder what now. Will they just say we'll remove some fences? Could that be the thing? We'll stop fencing off the nice things. If you just go in there now, register for the thing, and get the thing into your arm, like good people. Elon Musk, what is he doing now? He's going into the restaurant industry. When I read this, first of all, I was going, oh no, not more disruption by big tech companies and billionaires disrupting restaurants and sectors that have been on their knees. Well, apparently after revolutionising space travel and electric car market, the Times Ireland edition tells us that Elon Musk has his eye on a more traditional recipe for success. So he wants 1950s-style company-themed restaurant to operate alongside the charging stations of Tesla, his electric car company. Ah, I see. Okay. So they have these superchargers, which bring the car's battery up to about 80% in 40 minutes, which is as fast as they can do it. But you'd never spend 40 minutes filling up the old diesel tank, would you, unless you're driving a Hummer or something. Anyway, so he's kind of looking at these 40-minute windows and go, well, if we have a restaurant there, they'll go in and they'll spend money and it'll make me even richer, because, like, he needs the money given the... he makes flamethrowers and spends the money going up into space and stuff like that. On cinema news, one last bit of cinema news, I think. Yeah. Taylor Swift is going back into the movie business. She's going to star alongside the likes of Margot Robbie, Christian Bale and Robert De Niro in a new film, as yet unnamed. We don't know what it's about, but it's by director David O. Russell. He made Silver Linings Playbook. He did Joy and stuff like that. And he's a bit of a shouter, I think, as a director. He's been reported as quite an angsty person. There are small efforts to try and cancel him. I know George Clooney said it was the worst experience, I think, of his life working on the set of Three Kings, which was the kind of war movie. And Taylor Swift's fans are saying, no, don't go here. It's terribly bad. But anyway, she's going to do that anyway. She has to, because the last film she made was called Cats, which is Not very good. 51551 is the text number. Good morning. It's a blue sky in Cork, but it's the wrong shade of blue. Dark blue and grey, says Mary, who's watching. She's becoming quite monk-like. On beehive cells, we need to let the grass grow. Bumblebees need options, says Eddie. Yes, well, the beehive cells obviously do with the shape. It does remind us that we need to look after and let those lovely bees flourish. Joe should continue saying, wash your hands, as though we are in a better place. We don't want people to get complacent, so please keep up the good work, Maureen. Now, Maureen, you're putting the pressure on Joe. Just because he's not saying it every time he's saying the text doesn't mean you have to stop washing your hands, and we don't have to do it do you know what I mean? It's, you know, don't be putting the pressure on. He has to ease it out because happier times are coming, but do keep washing your hands. 51551 is the text number. Good morning. Never get old. Ah yes, I like that. Nathaniel Ratcliffe of the Night Sweats. Need never get old. Yes, love a tune of brass section. I think trumpet and sax there, I think. Now, an email. ryan@rte.ie is our email. Hi there. I'm writing this email for two reasons. In the first instance, I want to say there are no words in the English dictionary to describe how proud I am of my wife. Secondly, I would like to get this message out there to your listeners to spare a thought for people with drink, drug or gambling addictions. Not only for the people going through addiction, but also the families who go through it with them. In our household, my wife is an alcoholic. This pandemic has been horrible and cruel to so many people, but for our house, it was a blessing. Only that I was out of work when the country went into lockdown in March last year, God knows when we would have noticed a problem. People cannot get their heads around the fact that my wife is an alcoholic, because you would never really see her drunk. They knew she liked a glass of wine, but that was it. They did not see what was happening at home. It was a case of having a half a bottle to a full bottle of wine every day. Some people might say it's a common trend in many households, but my wife needed that bottle nearly every day. I saw my wife go to rock bottom last year as she cried uncontrollably for help. That was at the start of tough times, but a far better life. We have young children at home, and that was very hard as my wife went to a rehab centre for 4 weeks. It is difficult at times, but life is very good for us at the moment. Addiction is a serious illness. The people that are going through addiction are in a battle every day of their life. Please remind your listeners to be aware that no one knows what anyone is going through. Signed off from a very proud husband. So let us say well done to you and to your wife who had the courage to ask for help and to say she had a problem. And thanks a million for your email. We salute you. We wish your family well. For anyone affected, anyone who wants that help, rte.ie/helplines is the place to go. And as things are going back to normal about the place, let's spare a thought for those whose normal is a struggle. Welcome back. It's Oliver Callan here in for Ryan this week and next week indeed. 51551 is the text number. This texter says, replace wash your hands, this is Joe's wash your hands, with 5551551, wash those bands, giving an impetus to the arts and musicians in the industry, says Enda. Yes, I was talking to someone in the live entertainment industry and there is a buoyant mood out there. Hopefully later in the year you might see fully normal events, but certainly into 2022 they're very excited.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back, 51551, which I can't say now without thinking of wash your hands, Joe. Somebody says, instead of wash your hands, it should be bin your bags or take your trash. Yes, that's all on the pick your litter up thing. There's a whole week of litter at the moment. Talking about cinemas reopening. So just to add that the IFI, Ireland's National Cultural Institution for Film, is reopening next week on Thursday the 10th, says Ross. Yes, that's in Temple Bar in Dublin, a great grand old place, because you can be very intelligentsia now when you walk in there, because you're going to see some thought provoking stuff. I got to introduce a film, Charlie Chaplin, The Great Dictator, a couple of years ago there. So I'm one of the thinking classes. Did you know that, Susan? Did you know that? We were just talking to Jamie O'Connell and the amazing novel Diving for Pearls, and there's loads of love and congratulations to him. What a wonderful interview. So looking forward to reading your book. Wishing you continued success. Best of luck always, says Deirdre O'Brien in Ballyhooly. Anyone looking to make it in life is always competing against thousands of other people who want to be successful. That's why so many people Never Make It. It's a bit of a kind of a bit of a down, bit of a Debbie Downer one, that one now. And yes, this is an interesting one because obviously Jamie touched on, you know, those strict religious communities and Jehovah's Witnesses and his experience. And this message says, hello there, I'm listening from Amsterdam to your lovely guest, Jamie, talking about leaving the Jehovah's Witness religion. He might like to listen to a podcast called Wordless, produced and presented by my friend Donna Bardsley, about leaving Mormonism. Lots of ex-Mormons discussing how they did it and the effects. It might be helpful for him. Please tell him about it. And others, of course, that's from Margaret. So thanks for that. Although he's very much his own man. I don't get the sense that he's, you know, like, there's obviously struggles for all of us in life, but he has produced an amazing book, and we were very grateful to him for going into his experiences there. Lots more. 51551 is the text number. We're going to take another break. Good morning, Oliver. How about Joe saying 51551? Give a hug, says Denise. And she has kisses in her messages, so she's getting a bit carried away with herself. But then, of course, he'd have to kind of do terms and conditions. Give a hug, terms and conditions apply. You have to be double vaccinated. Both people have to be double vaccinated. Don't be giving hugs. Wash your hands, wash your arms, your knees and toes, fingers, knees and toes, knees and toes. This is an email. Please spare a thought for the poor receptionists and clerical workers in hospitals. This morning I had to contact the Eye and Ear Hospital looking for an emergency appointment, as there's no longer a walk-in service due to pandemic. The very competent, professional and pleasant lady on reception had to handwrite my details on three different sheets of paper, hand-deliver to the relevant people, all because of the cyber attack. One bad situation, COVID, compounded by another dreadful situation, the cyber attack, it couldn't make it up. A nurse phoned me back within the hour and triaged me over the phone. The service was excellent, but with an eye problem, as with any other emergency, there's no replacing the face-to-face consultation. Hopefully the outcome will be okay. We will see. And she says, excuse the pun, Kathleen Sheridan. There is no need to excuse puns on this show. Surely you know by now. Yes, we were talking about the gentleman whose wife sought help because she is an alcoholic, and it became revealed in the middle of the pandemic. Oliver, I could be here all day telling you about the family disease of alcoholism, how it affected my whole life. I found recovery from its effects on me by becoming an AA member, Alcoholic Anonymous, many years ago. I want to let others know that AA meetings are on Zoom since lockdown. Members have so many choices of meetings to choose from here in Ireland and other countries as well. Also know that AA have their Zoom meetings every day as well. There's no need for anyone to suffer alone. And Al-Anon, it's a group for family members. So yeah, that's an important one. So people, if they think they have a problem, the big thing is to admit they have a problem and to say that little word, help. rte.ie/helplines is the story. And I want to say, end on a very happy note, I wish Killian from Clare Tuma a happy 14th birthday. That's from his family in there. It's 10 o'clock, Clare Burn is next. We'll talk again tomorrow.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.